Warm greetings, friends, near and far. The Lord Jesus Christ be magnified forever and ever. His loving kindness, his tender mercies and compassions are new every morning. Great is his faithfulness. His mercy endureth forever. This is Sinner Saved coming at you with the following short evangelistic gospel message, which is sponsored by Preacher Wayne Boyd and the dear brethren in Christ at First Baptist Church, located in Almont, Michigan, USA. And God willing, this broadcast will reach you, Lima Charlie, loud and clear. It is my hope and prayer unto God Most High, the only Holy Father, that His only begotten Son, Christ Jesus, the Lord our righteousness, be greatly exalted, that His everlasting gospel be clearly proclaimed, that the pride of mere flesh and blood men be humbled, and that His elect saints be greatly encouraged and comforted in these evil and perilous days. Please consider having paper and pencil handy to jot down the scriptural references for your own follow-up study. And so we begin with the weekend gospel message to follow for all hands. Heads up! Please find enclosed encouragement in so great salvation by the perfect and finished work of our Lord Jesus Christ in saving poor, needy, and wretched sinners by His sovereign free grace. That is to say, Almighty God and His unmerited favor to save me and you from our sins and from hell. The Lord Jesus Christ is hated and despised by the rulers with the sword, religionists with their human traditions, and the multitudes with their lawless violence. They all have one thing in common. They care not what stars occupy the religious heavens of this evil present world, provided His star, meaning the Lord Jesus, is not among them. They will tolerate any kind of religious leader other than the holy, sovereign, and impeccable Christ of the Bible. All this will have its final consummation in the days ahead. The following is a letter I wrote to a dear lady about 9 years ago, and I'd like to share with you folks with prayer to Christ that He be exalted, and this may serve as a serious warning to anybody listening that currently is in an ungenerated state and who believe on lies. Just bear with me, friends. This is done in out of the fear of the Lord and with love of you, my neighbor. Greetings there, Carol. For great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. He also is to be feared among all gods. 1 Chronicles 16:25. Earlier, I read the document you sent, and I'm saddened to report there's a terrible error within. Please know up front, Carol, that I'm not angry with you. I am, however, angered at those false teachers who have taught you this unscriptural error, one which is leading hundreds of millions, if not billions, of professing souls astray from the true faith of God as found in the Holy Scriptures. It is written, "Ye should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. For there are certain men crept in unawares, who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness, and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ." Jude verses 3 through 4. Dear Carol, our Lord Jesus Christ did not die on the cross for all humanity, and from the holy word of God I'll prove this to you. Remember, I was raised in the ungodly false religion of popery, and this false religion claims a universal salvation for all men, known as universalism. It is what is considered to be Protestantism today has long since fallen from the only true faith and clings to an equally damnable lie known as Arminianism. Long ago, a false teacher named Jacobus Arminius, born in 1560, thrust into the depths of hellfire in the year of our Lord, 1609, introduced damnable teachings which greatly corrupted multitudes, and to this day it still does. It is a known fact that two Roman Catholic Jesuits of high rank sent a letter to a certain Catholic bishop in which the Jesuits were very pleased to report that they, while representing the Roman monstrosity church-state, were introducing Arminianism to counter the Reformation. This letter was intercepted by one of God's preachers of righteousness, one Mr. Augustus Toplady, who went about warning true Christians of this deceitful tactic. One of the heresies that Arminius introduced and embraced by Rome was unlimited atonement, which falsely states that the atonement is available to all. The truth of the matter is that Jesus Christ's awesome death on the cross is a limited atonement, as it is written, "Thou shalt call his name Jesus," a shortened version from Joshua, meaning Yehoshua, the Lord our salvation. "Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." Not all men are his people, friend. Christ himself said to the lost Jewish religionists, "Search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. And ye will not come to me that ye might have life." John 5:39-40. And again, Christ says, "Murmur not among yourselves. No man can come to me except the Father which hath sent me draw him." John 6:43-44. Please note that that word "draw" in the Greek literally means drag. It is very important to understand that God the Father's greatest glory is in the salvation of sinners by Christ's perfect and finished work. Man's chief duty is to glorify God for so great salvation. Hebrews 2:3. Arminianism dethrones Almighty God and exalts the mere flesh and blood creature, i.e. mankind. Modern false religion celebrates decisionism and creates a false sense of security. Those who follow these false teachings and teachers base their hope that they walked an aisle, that they shook the preacher's hand, that they prayed the sinner's prayer, that they rest in their works, traditions, almsgivings, church attendance, Bible studies, their prayers, etc., instead of solely looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Hebrews 12:2. Dear Carol, this is a very important and serious topic. Consider that in Matthew chapter 7, our Lord Jesus taught how a multitude of professing Christians missed the mark by trusting in themselves instead of fully committing and resting in Christ. "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity." That was verses 21 through 23. The foremost crime of false prophets and lying teachers is teaching another gospel, another Jesus. Please see 2 Corinthians 11:4 and Galatians 1:6-7. A reminder of that which Christ said, "He that doeth the will of my Father." Then said they unto him, "What shall we do that we might work the works of God?" Jesus answered them, "This is the work of God, that ye believe on him whom he hath sent." John 6:28-29. With John the Baptist speaking by inspiration of the Holy Spirit, saying, "Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." John 1:29. This speaks of the world of God's predestinated saints, who would be made willing in the day of his power. Please see Psalm 110:3. And brought to believe and rest on Christ Jesus, the Lord our righteousness. Those that deny God's omnipotent power in saving poor, needy, and wretched sinners by his unmerited favor, that is, God's freely given sovereign grace, are actually calling Almighty God a liar. They claim that Christ died for all men ever born. The reality of the truth is that most men will burn in hell forever. They claim that Christ Jesus paid the price for their sins, but that these lost sinners still end up in everlasting perdition. This is blasphemous. Dear Carol, long, long ago, a preacher of righteousness wrote this poem. "From whence this fear and unbelief hast thou, O Father, put to grief thy spotless Son for me? And will the righteous judge of men condemn me for that debt of sin which, Lord, hast laid on thee? If thou hast my discharge procured and freely in my place endured the whole of wrath divine, payment God cannot twice demand, first at my bleeding surety's hand, and then again at mine. Complete atonement thou hast made, and to the utmost farthing paid. Whate'er thy people owed, how then can wrath on me take place, if sheltered in thy righteousness, and sprinkled with thy blood? Turn then, my soul, unto thy rest, the merits of thy great high priest. Speak peace and liberty. Trust in his efficacious blood, nor fear thy banishment from God, since Jesus died for thee. I apologize for the doggies barking. I'm going to pause this real quick, dear friends. Okay, now it's quiet. Sorry about that, friends. And that poem I read you was from Augustus Toplady. When our Lord Jesus Christ said, "For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Probably the most widely known Bible verse, John 3:16, of course. The Greek rendering of the two words, "the world," is cosmos, meaning an orderly arrangement. Warrior King David spoke of this. "He hath made with me an everlasting covenant, ordered in all things, and sure, for this is all my salvation." 2 Samuel 23:5. Remember, Christ was speaking to a religious Jewish cleric at the time who was convinced that only Jewish people would be saved, for the Gentiles were considered vile. Christ was speaking of all of God's people whom he foreknew that he would effectually save, not only the Jews, but from amongst the Gentiles around the world and from all nations, tribes, and tongues, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. John 1:13. "Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name give glory, for thy mercy and for thy truth's sake." Psalm 115:1. Remember Christ Jesus' high priestly prayer in John chapter 17, Carol, where he prayed unto Abba, "I pray for them," meaning his people. "I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine." In verse 8. This is helpful for us, Carol. "Then came the Jews round about him, and said unto him, How long dost thou make us to doubt? If thou be the Christ, tell us plainly. Jesus answered them, I told you, and ye believed not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. But ye believe not, because ye are not of my sheep. As I said unto you, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any pluck them out of my hand." John 10, verses 24 through 28. Christ did not die for those particular unbelieving Jewish leaders, Carol, and they are in the flames of hell today. It is said that the greatest sin is unbelief, of which all are guilty until the Lord reveals himself to his people and grants them the gifts of repentance, faith, and his grace. Here are a few comforting and encouraging promises of God for the both of us. "Neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us." Hebrews 9:12. "For by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God hath set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past, through the forbearance of God, to declare, I say, at this time his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus." Romans 3:24 through 25. "Salvation is of the Lord," Jonah 2:9. "Entirely so, from beginning to end. It is God's great salvation in its origination, in its effectuation, in its application, and in its consummation. Man contributes nothing to it whatsoever. All the Trinity are concerned and engaged in it. The Father is the author of salvation from sin, Christ the purchaser, the Spirit the conveyor. It is the Father who begets the elect," James 1:17 through 18. "Yet they are declared to be the seed of Christ," Isaiah 53:10, "while they are born of the Spirit," John 3:6. "Though it has many aspects and may be considered from various angles, nevertheless, it is one and the same salvation." That was from preacher Arthur Pink. It is written in Isaiah 45:22, where our Lord Jesus Christ commands, "Look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none else." And the Master also says in Matthew 11, verses 28 through 30, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." Friends, it is imperative that you flee to Christ Jesus today, not tomorrow, for none of us are promised another day on this planet. Today is the day of salvation. Call upon the name of the Lord while he may be found, and seek him while he is near. Only by being in Christ, the ark of our salvation, may we be delivered from the fierce wrath of Almighty God, which is coming soon upon the wicked. If you'd like to communicate, then please feel free to write. The email address is thelordbemagnified@gmail.com. And please indicate what country you're from, what life is like where you live. And I look forward to writing you back. Again, the address, thelordbemagnified@gmail.com. Great is our Lord Jesus Christ, and greatly to be praised. Take heart, friends. Our mighty and glorious King of Glory is inbound for his afflicted saints. Even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus. Maranatha!